Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music from the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on Gothic romances. Windswept Moors, Destructive Passions by Ronak Gill. When we use the term Gothic romance, it doesn't necessarily denote a love story. In terms of 19th century literary tradition, romance may be suggestive of the mysterious, the adventurous, the sensational, a kind of pleasing terror, often inspired by elements of horror. Hence we have creepy old houses, ghosts, mad women in the attic, and malevolent housekeepers. Let's begin with Alfred Hitchcock's Rebecca, winner of the Academy Award for Best Picture of 1940. Based on the Gothic novel of Daphne du Maurier, published in 1938, but a clear throwback to the works of the Bronte sisters, in particular Jane Eyre. Laurence Olivier and Joan Fontaine star, but Judith Anderson steals the show as the ice-cold Mrs. Danvers. The music was by Franz Waxman. Here's the National Philharmonic, conducted by Charles Gerhardt, in this music from Rebecca.
Thank you.
Music from the 1940 film Rebecca. The composer was Franz Waxman, and the National Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Charles Gerhard. Rebecca, based on a contemporary novel of Daphne du Maurier, with Gothic overtones. Collectively, the Bronte sisters were responsible for some of the most tortured romances in English literature. Charlotte Bronte's Jane Eyre, a work with clear parallels in Rebecca, was adapted most famously in 1940, again with Joan Fontaine and Orson Welles as Rochester. In 1971, there was a television version with Susanna York and George C. Scott. The music was by an up-and-coming composer who was still a few years away from becoming a household name. Here is John Williams to conduct the Boston Pops in music from his score to Jane Eyre.
Thank you.
music from a 1971 television movie of Jane Eyre, starring George C. Scott and Susanna York. The music was by John Williams, who of course went on to unparalleled success in his field. We've heard John Williams conducting the Boston Pops. Our next Gothic romance doesn't feature a love story at all, although the heroine is thrust into a Gothic atmosphere full of menace, forced to live under the guardianship of her sinister uncle and a malevolent French governess. Of course, her uncle may just be trying to bump her off. Sheridan Le Fanu's Gothic thriller, Uncle Silas, was made into a film by Gainsborough Studios in 1947. It was released in the United States as The Inheritance. A young Gene Simmons played the imperiled heiress. The music was by Alan Rawsthorne, a distinguished concert composer who nonetheless managed to compose 27 film scores. Here's the BBC Philharmonic, conducted by Rumon Gamba. Music from Uncle Silas, also known as The Inheritance. Music from the 1947 film Uncle Silas, or The Inheritance, as it was called in the U.S. The composer was Alan Rawsthorne. The BBC Philharmonic was conducted by Rumon Gamba. Interestingly, Bernard Herrmann considered that to be one of the finest film scores ever written. Uncle Silas, after the novel of Sheridan Le Fanu, yet another foray into the Gothic. As we focus on Gothic romances this week, you're listening to Picture Perfect, Music for the Movies. Back to the Brontes now, and Emily Bronte's tale of star-crossed love, Wuthering Heights. The 1939 film version featured Merle Oberon as Kathy, Laurence Olivier as Heathcliff, and one of Alfred Newman's classic scores. Here is some of that music, conducted by Elmer Bernstein.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from the 1939 film version of Emily Brontë's Wuthering Heights. Alfred Newman wrote the score, and we've heard Elmer Bernstein conducting in that performance, part of Bernstein's mail order film music collection, reissued here as part of a box set produced by Film Score Monthly. And with that music from Wuthering Heights by Alfred Newman, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, An Hour of Gothic Romances. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.